The February 12, 2010 rain report follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK, with this week's rain report. For years, European hams have enjoyed a 4-meter ham band. We might have had one here stateside years ago, except for one not-so-small problem. 70 megahertz was smack dab in the middle of the commercial TV band. Channel 4, to be specific. Now that the FCC has shifted channels 2 through 13 to UHF, 70 MHz is now available for refarming, i.e. reallocation. So Richardson, Texas ham Glenn Zook, K9STH, decided to petition the FCC to allocate 70.0 to 70.5 MHz to the amateur radio service. Glenn was a telecommunications consultant prior to his retirement. In 1989, Zook was nominated by Senator Phil Graham, Republican, Texas, for appointment as one of the FCC commissioners under then-President George H.W. Bush. According to Glenn, the nomination was a result of his involvement in commercial two-way and microwave radio, and had nothing to do with amateur radio. The appointment eventually went to the usual Washington, D.C. lawyer. Currently, Glenn is a major moderator for QRZ.com.
People started asking questions about 4 meters, basically in Europe and also, in Africa. And it just got kind of round to me thinking, well, Channel 4, which is where the actual frequency that they use in Europe, which is 70.0 to 70.5, there's just not that much Channel 4 on anymore. And the FCC has been talking about refarming that, decided why not try to get a band there. So I wrote up a little 2-page proposal to the FCC and mailed it in. It'll probably be weeks, even longer, before they even get around to reading it. We'll just have to see what happens. I figure we got at least a moderate chance, and if we don't ask for it, nobody's going to volunteer from them to give it to us.
How big of a segment are you asking for?
500 kilohertz, 70.0 to 70.5, almost, which is same as they have in most of Europe. It started primarily with the UK. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, we used to work the UK crossband from 6 meters to 4 meters because they didn't have any 6-meter privileges, and we didn't have any 4s. There are a number of people that had 6-meter and decided, well, let's see if we can't hear them on 4. And, you know, it wasn't a regular deal, but whenever the MUF would get up above 70 megs, it was possible to work on crossbands.
Has the FCC given permission for any experimentation on 4 meters stateside?
No. It's still part of television channel 4. Now, there is a commercial band from 72 megs to 76 megs. It's used for all sorts of things, some studio to remote links. The railroads are using it.
Of course, a lot of your model airplaners.
I know I've heard, although I haven't actually read, that the ARRL was going to try for something in the 72 meg range. But if they do that, we're not compatible with the rest of the world.
What kind of distance records have been set on 4 meters?
From what I've heard, and again, I'm no expert on what goes on, but I've heard they've been able to pretty much work all over Europe to Africa and so on. Of course, not on an everyday basis, but that's kind of like 6 meters. It's probably open a lot more than people realize. 6 meters is many openings go unnoticed because everybody's listening and nobody's transmitting.
10 meters is that way as well. Are you making provisions for any kind of a beacon subband?
No, basically I'm just trying to get a foot in the door, making it open for basically like 6 meters, 2 meters, from 50.1 up, or 2 meters from 144.1 up. Of course, the first 100 kilohertz on both those bands are CW only. What I'm saying is basically kind of do like what they're doing in Europe and say anything goes, at least in terms of FM, sideband, CW, data, that sort of thing. Of course, you're not going to fit wideband television in there. Anything that's now legal on 6 meters and 2 meters, I'm saying why not make it legal there?
Who are you suggesting be eligible to operate that band were it to become part of our amateur spectrum?
Basically saying give it to everybody. Since it's not that many novice class left, do like what they have on the 222 band and on 1270, give them reduced power. One of the things I proposed was to see if there's going to be any problems with interfering with TV converter boxes and so on, working to channel 3 or channel 4 as IF and so on, to maybe start out with reduced power, kind of like 30 meters, and give technician and higher 200 watts and novice class 25 watts. And then in the proposal, I suggested after 2 years going to the full legal limit for classes technician and up, which would be 1,500 watts peak output, 200 watts for the novices, just like they now have on 10 meters, of course on CW, on 80, 40, and 15.
Who makes equipment?
You forget in the United States that we do have 72 to 76 megs. Motorola used to make equipment for that band. There are other people that are making FM equipment. It's not widely in use, but there is some available. And the same thing with Europe. There are companies that are using those frequencies commercially, so there are units available.
What kind of response have you received from the amateur community regarding your proposal?
It's all been favorable. There's been a couple of people say, yeah, sure, why did you bother? But I'd say 99% positive. A lot of people saying, what can we do to help out on this? People have suggested contacting the FCC. Well, since it's not a proposal for rulemaking right now, I don't know how much good that would do. Maybe it would, maybe it won't. If it does make it to a proposed rulemaking, I don't see why anybody would complain about getting more frequencies.
When you're writing a letter for a grant, the language is oh so important and often will make or break whether or not that grant is obtained. What kind of experience have you had in writing a proposal that the FCC would find palatable?
There are the people that expect everything to be in complete legalese and this sort of thing. Of course, I've written proposals for commercial use and that sort of thing. Maybe get a little bit of history. When I was working for TXU, which is the electric company for about half the state of Texas, they were putting in an 896 trunking system. They wanted not necessarily changes, but some extensions and so on made. Since I was one of their consultants at the time, I wrote a single-page letter to the FCC proposing what we wanted to do in very simple language. One of the higher-ups at TXU panicked and says, oh God, we've got to have our legal people in Washington look at this. After I mailed it to the FCC, they sent it off to the lawyers, and the lawyers came back and says, you can't do this, you can't say that, you can't do this, but we'll be happy to do it for you for, I think it was something like $10,000. That afternoon, I got a letter from the FCC, not only granting everything I'd asked for, but granting this even more. I think they were getting tired of dealing with Washington lawyers, and if you put it in a format that is correct but doesn't go through all the legalese, I really think you got a better chance than if you get a bunch of high-priced lawyers.
If someone would like to read more about your proposal, where do they go?
It's on QRZ.com. It's in the Talk and Opinions Amateur Radio Forum.
If someone would like to email you, what email would they write to?
They can use the K9STH at sbcglobal.net.
K9 Sierra Tango Hotel?
At Sierra Bravo Charlie Global.net.
That was Hap Holly, KC9RP's conversation with Glenn Zook, K9STH, a Richardson, Texas ham who has petitioned the FCC to create a 4-meter ham band from 70.0 to 70.5 megahertz. To read more about Glenn's proposal, see the sites mentioned page on therainreport.com. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2010. Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Byron Lee, KC9EEK. This is the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.